Today, the U.S. Supreme Court allowed President Trump to fire Rebecca Slaughter, the last remaining Democratic member of the Federal Trade Commission. Now, the court's action is technically temporary. Justices said they will hear arguments in the case in December, but every indication is that the conservative court majority will use this case to reverse a major Supreme Court precedent that dates back almost a century. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins me now. And Nina, why is this case such a big deal?
Well, because Congress created the Federal Trade Commission and lots of other agencies to be multi-member, bipartisan regulatory agencies. And the Supreme Court in 1935 ruled against then-President Franklin Roosevelt and his claim that he could fire FTC commissioners at will. In a unanimous opinion, the court back then said Congress acted within its powers in declaring that a commissioner could be fired, could not be fired for a policy difference, and could only be fired for misconduct. But now, prodded by President Trump, the court's six-member conservative majority, in an emergency order today, seemed poised to remake the way independent agencies operate. And Mary Louise, if the handwriting on the wall is as clear as it seems to be, the independent agencies won't be independent. Their membership will be subject to the will of the president.
Does not sound independent at all. But is the handwriting on the wall as clear as you're suggesting? I mean, if this case is yet to be argued, how do we know?
Well, for starters, while the lower courts ruled that the president could not fire Slaughter under the court's 1935 precedent, the court today allowed the president to fire her. Indeed, her name isn't even on the Federal Trade Commission website anymore, and the court so far has allowed Trump to fire other agency board members. So I think it's a good bet that the court will reverse the 1935 precedent, which until now had been reaffirmed multiple times. And you know, whereas in the past these agencies had to be bipartisan with a minority of opposition party members, now there will be no such requirement. President Trump can name all the agency members, and if his successor is a Democrat, he or she can fire all the Republicans.
Do we have any insight into why? Why the conservative justices appear ready to upset the regulatory apple cart that's been in place since 1935?
They believe in a so-called unitary executive, meaning the president is the executive branch, as Chief Justice Roberts put it, in granting Trump significant immunity from prosecution even when he was out of office.
Now, meanwhile, we're talking about the president also trying to fire a member of the Federal Reserve. What's the court saying about that?
The court, so far at least, has seemed to think that the Fed is different because it was established by Congress 112 years ago to stabilize and modernize the banking industry and to set interest rates. But whether that will hold is anyone's guess.
Mm, and we've been talking all about the conservative majority. Tell me about the dissents today.
Justice Elena Kagan, writing for the court's three liberal justices, said that Congress created the FTC and other independent agencies to ensure they would be bipartisan. Under existing law, she said, what Congress says goes. The majority may be raring to change the law passed by Congress nearly a century ago, she went on, but our emergency docket should not be used, as it has been here, to transfer government authority from Congress to the president and thus to reshape the nation's separation of powers.
Thank you so much, Nina.
Thanks, Mary Louise.
That's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.